KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The safety of Inanda residents is in the spotlight.
KwaZulu-Natal will not be a haven for criminals. We will reclaim our streets.
Premier Thami Ntuli has announced plans for an Mbizo to tackle rising violent crime in the community. This after Inanda's most wanted West Gang leader, Orbin Zamande, was laid to rest in Phoenix on Saturday. The 22-year-old was killed in a shootout with police in Verulam over a week ago. And Zamande was linked to over 20 cases, including the murders of more than 10 people. Ntuli says they want people to feel safe in their communities. He was speaking at a provincial strategic planning meeting yesterday.
No West Gang will ever exist in our lifetime. Crime will not define our communities. We will stand together. We will protect our people.
The ANC has condemned what it's called the US administration's continued interference in South Africa's affairs. On Friday, President Donald Trump suspended all financial aid to the country, citing the newly signed Expropriation Act, which he alleges allows land to be seized from white farmers. He also announced that his administration wanted to resettle Afrikaner refugees in America. The ANC says these actions are a direct assault on South Africa's sovereignty. Meanwhile, the EFF has hit back at South African-born tech billionaire Elon Musk, who has called for party leader Julius Malema to be sanctioned and declared an international criminal. Musk retweeted old clips of Malema making comments about white people. The EFF spokesperson Senwabo Tambo says Musk should stop meddling in the country's affairs.
The principle remains that equality and equality in South Africa is rooted in the return of the land to South African people, and this will be achieved through expropriation without compensation.
On the international front, Israeli forces have completed their withdrawal from a key corridor through Gaza as part of their ceasefire deal with Hamas. Israel agreed to pull back its military from the 6-kilometer-long Netzarim corridor, which separates northern Gaza from the south. This has allowed Palestinians to return to their homes, many of which have been destroyed in Israel's bombardment of the country. Staying abroad, President Trump has signed a proclamation declaring February the 9th as the first ever Gulf of America Day. One of his presidential campaign promises to voters had been to change the name of the ocean basin from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. He's now signed an executive order to officially rename the area. As Air Force One flew over the body of water, taking Trump to the Super Bowl game in New Orleans, the pilot made this announcement.
Air Force One is currently in international waters, the first time in history flying over the recently renamed Gulf of America. Please enjoy the flight, and we are now about to head westbound to Super Bowl 59.
And this just in, the Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. They defeated the Kansas City Chiefs with a score of 44-20. Durban's reaching a high of 24 degrees, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.